with SRN News.
I'm John Scott. As the investigation into the catastrophe is continuing, WTOP traffic reporter Rita Kessler says the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge would be affecting surrounding roadways for years.
As to just how bad this is going to affect the traffic in the Baltimore area, you know, not for days, not for weeks, not even for months. It takes a long time to build a bridge, obviously. So this could be 4 years. What they've estimated is 31,000 people travel across this bridge daily. Where are all those people going to go?
Police had managed to close bridge traffic just seconds before the cargo ship slammed into one of the bridge's supports early Tuesday, causing the span to fall into the frigid Patapsco River. There was not time for a maintenance crew filling potholes on the span to get to safety. Also at SRNNews.com, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says Israel must be able to wipe out the remaining Hamas terrorists in the Rafah area.
I urge the Biden administration, the Congress, to make sure that Israel has the time and space to achieve victory over Hamas militarily.
Meanwhile, talks have restarted aimed at bringing top Israeli officials to Washington. The word comes after Prime Minister Netanyahu had canceled a planned visit this week because he was angry about the U.S. vote on a U.N. ceasefire resolution. One of the suspects in the fatal shooting of a New York City police officer has been arrested on weapons charges, 41-year-old Lindy Jones, awaiting arraignment for his suspected role in Monday's shooting of Officer Jonathan Diller. On Wall Street, the Dow had 416 points, the NASDAQ adding 60 points. This is SRN News. There's a population bomb ticking around the world.
But it's not overpopulation, quite the opposite. A new study published this month in The Lancet projects that due to falling birth rates, every region outside of Africa will be below the population replacement rate within 15 years. Wealthy industrialized countries, including the U.S., lead the way, with too few births to replace the number of people who die every year. Abortion and an increased focus on career over family are being blamed for the trend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill that ultimately would have put abortion to a vote of the people in Louisiana has failed in the legislature. That measure, which would have enshrined abortion in the Louisiana Constitution, was defeated in committee. The state has a near total ban on abortion approved by lawmakers shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade in 2022. This is SRN News. Alabama has set a May 30th execution date for a man convicted in the 2004 slaying of a couple during a robbery. Alabama Governor Kay Abbey set the date for the execution by lethal injection for 50-year-old Jamie Mills. Mills, convicted of capital murder for the 2004 slaying of Floyd and Vera Hill in Gwinn. In consumer news, there's a new compact car.
Americans are buying SUVs and trucks, but Kia is kicking the trend with its revamped compact car called the K4. Sales of small cars have been dropping, but Kia rolled out the K4 at the New York International Auto Show. It comes with 11 standard advanced driving features, including automatic emergency braking, lane keeping assist, and smart cruise control. Pricing and fuel economy haven't been announced. The K4 is scheduled to hit showrooms in the second half of this year. I'm Rita Foley.
More details at SRNNews.com.